The prayer for the eighth Sunday after Trinity. Lord God, your Son left the riches of heaven and became poor for our sake. When we prosper, save us from pride. When we are needy, save us from despair, that we may trust in you alone. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them, so blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the Gospel of the Lord. So we had a bit of a treasure hunt earlier that resulted in obviously finding some gold coins and some Haribo. But treasure for some might not be in Haribo and gold coins, chocolate gold coins that you can eat. Finding treasure, whatever that might be for you, is possibly something that always makes your heart race a little bit quicker. And just thinking about that treasure that you own, your mind wanders and thinks about where it is in the house, what it looks like. Or maybe it's something that you don't have that you would love to have in your possession and treasure. And so your mind wanders as to what it might look like and where it might go in your house. I wonder where you would put these things in order of importance and value to you. So I have a list of things here. First one is money. How much do we value, treasure, the money that we have in the bank? TV. For some people, that might be the most important thing. Wi-Fi. I kind of had to put that one on there. When you haven't got any service on your phone, or the Wi-Fi's down, suddenly nothing can happen without being connected to the rest of the world through Wi-Fi. Food. How important is it to us to have a fridge full of food or a pantry full of food that we enjoy, that we like eating? This one might be a bit particular to me. Or other toys or things that people collect. But how important is those things that we collect, that we choose to collect and look for and have. Our treasure might be in our transport, being able to get from A to B. And when suddenly we can't, what happens then? It might be the pets that we have at home that we treasure, and we'll be lost without them. For those of you who don't know, our cat Lula decided to follow Clara and Laura up to church today and was sat outside having a good old look and didn't come in. She's a little bit too scared to come in. But she did make her way all the way back up to church. Maybe it's the clothes that we have, a particular football top or rugby top that we treasure. Maybe it's signed. Maybe it's just something really important to us. This one goes with the Wi-Fi, really. Our phones, our way of communicating with other people, as well as playing mindless games and looking at the news or the sport. And then the last one, is your watch. It might be an all-singing, all-dancing Apple Watch where you can get your messages, or a smartwatch where everything pops up on it. Or it just might have value in the fact that it's been passed down through generations. There are lots of things that are treasures to us that other people wouldn't necessarily think that they would be. Items, as I said, passed down through generations of families, an item that hold memories from years past. And we don't necessarily have a map to find that treasure in the first place, or didn't necessarily look for it like treasure hunters do with scanning devices. But that doesn't mean that that item isn't important to us. And in our gospel reading, we hear the words, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be," which is part of Jesus telling them to sell their possessions and give to the poor, to store up treasures in heaven where no one can take it or it be destroyed. Which is not so much about me selling my Lego collection, I am fairly sure, and giving all the money to charity, or selling my bike or my car. But I think actually what he's pointing to is an attitude of our hearts. And that's the important part. That's the message that Jesus is trying to give here. And it reminded me of a story in the Old Testament where God sent Samuel to find a new king, as King Saul was not working out well in his role. And God told Samuel, when he went to a particular family to find the newly anointed king, God said to Samuel, "But the Lord said to Samuel, don't look at how handsome the oldest son is or how tall he is, because I have not chosen him. God does not see people in the same way. People look at the outside of a person, but the Lord looks at the heart." And the Pharisees in Jesus' day were very much about what others could see you doing and about being seen to do the right thing at the right time and to show everyone how you are doing it. But what Jesus is saying, once again, turns what people think on its head with the values of the kingdom of God. In that it's what our hearts strive for and want is what's important. And that will show in what we say and we do. In pagan philosophy, there's a saying of follow the trail of the use of your money and it will lead you to the heart. And the heart is considered the center of life. We know that once your heart stops beating, life stops. We know that the saying of the heart can rule over the head when we make decisions. And we all know that a heart is a symbol for love. What we love, be that a treasure, an item, a person, or God, that is where our heart will be. And it may not be that we can list out all of those things that we love and be able to say what would be at the top of our list, that we love different things in different ways and things change as we grow. What was once important may actually now not be so important to us. So is Jesus asking us to sell all that we have and give it to the poor? I don't think so. I think it's more about being aware of what we have and how we can help those who are not as fortunate as we are. The donations to the food bank, donations to the Ukraine appeals, supporting the coffee mornings that where the money raised goes to different charities. It's about giving where we can and where we're able to. So the challenge for this week is how can you help and support others around our village, around the UK, and across the world by showing the attitude of your heart, by giving generously to those who have nothing. Amen. We bring all our prayers together as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.